From North State Public Radio, I'm Eric Adams.
And I'm Ken Duvall with your headlines for Friday, May 22nd.
Coming up, hot weather is sticking around the North State today, but a holiday weekend cool down is on the way.
Also, Chico schools are moving ahead with hundreds of AI-powered cameras, and that's despite privacy concerns from parents and teachers.
And human remains found in Shasta County led to an arrest in a long-running missing person case. We'll have those stories coming up.
But first, football fans in the North State are getting ready to say goodbye to one of its biggest sports stars. Chico native and longtime NFL quarterback Aaron Rodgers says he's retiring after the upcoming season. ESPN reports the 42-year-old has signed a one-year deal with the Pittsburgh Steelers, setting up his 22nd and final season in the league. Rodgers has been a major supporter of wildfire recovery in the region. Grants from his NorCal Fire Recovery Fund at North State Community Foundation have totaled about $2 million since 2018, helping people affected by the Camp, Park, and Thompson fires.
As schools continue navigating the rise of artificial intelligence, Chico Unified School District is moving to use AI-powered surveillance cameras on campuses. Hundreds of surveillance cameras powered by AI will soon be set up in Chico schools. That's after the school board this week approved the installation of the cameras, which are made by Silicon Valley company Verkada. The move comes amid ongoing concerns from parents and teachers about student privacy. The board said its decision was informed by community feedback, and the cameras will not use facial recognition technology, but other features to identify vehicles will be used.
There's been a major break in a nearly five-year-old missing person case out of Shasta County. The sheriff's office says investigators found the remains of James Redmill Sr. buried on a property near Igo earlier this week. Redmill was reported missing by family in 2021. Authorities say they arrested 55-year-old Nicholas Berry, who lives on the property, on suspicion of homicide and firearm charges. Chico State's Anthropology Department assisted with the recovery of the remains. The investigation is ongoing.
It will be hot again today in the North State, with valley temperatures continuing to bump up against the 100-degree mark. But National Weather Service meteorologist Scott Rowe in Sacramento says the Memorial Day holiday should feel more comfortable.
Temperatures will actually cool by a few degrees, back to closer to normal, maybe a few degrees above normal still.
Rowe says fire weather concerns could return early next week as breezy winds and drier conditions settle into the North State.
A little bit early this far out to determine how critical things may be or if it's just going to be elevated. We're going to see those north winds develop. We're going to see relative humidities drop as well.
Rowe says a low-pressure system moving into the region next week will keep temperatures from climbing too high.
And a few other things to know today. A man is in custody for allegedly setting several fires in Gridley during last weekend's red flag warning conditions. Cal Fire says the agency has already made more than a dozen arson-related arrests this year. Last year, it made 151.
Also, a California proposal aimed at making home insurance claims more transparent is moving forward in Sacramento. The measure would require insurers to share all versions of damage estimates with homeowners, including revisions that lower payouts after disasters like wildfires.
And lastly, California health officials are continuing to warn people not to eat wild mushrooms after a spike in poisonings across the state. Since November, 50 people have gotten sick and 4 have died. Officials say some poisonous mushrooms can look nearly identical to edible varieties and recommend only buying mushrooms from trusted sources.
And those are your headlines for Friday, May 22nd. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. I'm Eric Adams.
And I'm Ken Duvall. Hope you have a great weekend.